When I came to Dortmund, a poor city, I thought that it can't be like this and I must do anything for the poor people. And so I founded an exchange group, and people change things without giving money and they receive all they need. And I noticed that I needed less and less money, and so I decided to make an experiment of 1 year. I wanted to live 1 year without money. And now this 1 year became 16 years because the quality of life changed a lot for me.
And how do you manage to survive then without money? I mean, it must be hard.
No. It is not hard. It's much better than before because I don't have a home for me. I am traveling a lot. It sounds hard, but it is not hard because we share things. I give them my know-how because in my last profession I was psychotherapist, and most of the people have problems and I can work with them.
So you offer them advice in return for the things you need to live?
Yes, and they give me to eat and to sleep and all these things.
Does it feel very liberating not having any money and presumably having very few possessions?
Yes, it's very liberating. I have only a small baggage with clothes and nothing more. But I have all things I need in the houses of others, and they share with me.
Some people might say that you're not really living without any money or possessions because you are having to rely on others to provide for you. I mean,
a lot of people say this, but I know my system can function in a world without money too.
It would be very difficult to do if you didn't have those friends, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm thinking about the sort of people that we all see on the streets everywhere around the world, homeless people who have nothing and don't have anybody to help them. I mean, that's something very different, isn't it?
Yes, it's very different. But for them, I began my things because I saw all the poor people and I thought of them. But they don't come to this group. I don't know why, but my life is very different, I know.
Some people might say that you're just an idealist. You're a hippie.
I'm happy.
No, a hippie.
A hippie,
yeah.
Yes, they can say it. But I am searching for another way.
Perhaps it's the solution to the current economic crisis in Europe.
Yes, I think it could be. But it's not only to give the money away. I think it's the people must think about their lives, and we have to change something. We, for example, the buyings. Why do we buy such a lot? It's not necessary.
Just finally, is there nothing you miss?
No, if I want to have something, I am thinking in it. And this sounds a bit crazy, but I'm not crazy. And the thing comes to me. Someone brings me what I need. Some people will say, no, she is crazy, and an old lady who who has some crazy thoughts. But the reality is in my life such a lot happens. And it's so nice to live. With this confidence, it's very, very hard to explain what happens in my life.